Hey listeners, Ryan here in the editing booth. I just wanted to apologize for the delay on the episode. We had some technical difficulties with our RSS feed, but looks like we're up and running now, and we should be back on schedule for Tuesday. Thanks so much, and enjoy the episode.
All right, so to start off our comeback episode in a really good way, Ryan currently looks like a character off of one of the American Pie movies, but not like the early ones. It's like the later ones where the shitty characters are all shittily established and it's the 90s or early 2000s and they're wearing just the worst things.
So in like a bad way.
Yes.
I see.
He's wearing gray slacks.
They're charcoal.
A Star Wars t-shirt. That's white and bright neon orange. And he just took this off because it's nice and cozy in here, but a Hawaiian shirt that has mustard yellow and sea blue seashells on it. That is also a size too small.
I think it's more of a Floridian shirt than a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, that makes sense because it's uglier than your average Hawaiian shirt.
This is my Halloween costume. I'm Florida man.
So you've committed all these crimes, Florida man.
Many,
tell us,
many crimes.
Tell us some more about these crimes that you've committed.
Well,
he says as his mind races frantically through a haze of bath salts and gator piss. Yeah, it's heady.
So I was taking my gator piss bath and I needed some salts. So I put some, and then they just looked really tasty. So I ate some.
Yum, 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 yum.
And I was, it just made me hungrier, you know?
Horny and hungry.
So I found a guy and I ate his face.
And he was selling plastic pink flamingos.
So I stabbed him with one of the flamingos, ate his face, and
Which
then it was a fight for
first?
My life. The chicken.
Okay. Anyway, this is Bigfoot and Bob, your favorite news show.
Oh, yeah. We're doing a podcast.
Tune in tonight at 11 for more info on Florida Man's 8-year-old crimes that we're just now getting around to reporting. Listen, there's a lot of news, and there's only two of us, and we don't have, like, a news crew.
There's a lot of news. We don't have time. There's just not enough hours in the day. Get off our backs.
And asses.
And out of our buttholes.
Wow.
Still got it.
Still got it. Still got those plastic pink flamingo dreams. Oh, also, news is bad lately because we have to pretend to be the perps because it happened 8 years ago and we can't bring them in for questioning. Do the news people bring them in for questioning or is that a strictly police thing?
No, I think the news, well, freedom of the press, right? So the news people get first crack at them. And when they're done, then
right.
They give them to the cops.
It's called freedom of the press because you gotta press them for answers.
And that's freedom, baby.
And that's the way the cookie crumbles. Take two. And that's the way the cookie crumbles. Shit. Oh, I'm so... Can we turn down these lights? Okay. And that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Woo!
Yeah!
Are you not entertained? Oh. So I'm sure it's clear by now. On this podcast, we talk about monsters. Because it takes one to know one. So what are we talking about today?
Well, Ryan, why do you keep making those noises?
What?
It throws me off.
What are you talking
the
about?
The doodle-doo-doo.
I don't,
you
are
didn't
you okay?
doodle-doo? So today we're... It's those fucking bath salts.
What are we talking about today?
Oh. An invisible man sleeping in your bed. Don't wake him up. Let him sleep. That's
okay.
The funniest line of the song by far. And they have the word bustin' in there a lot.
An invisible man sleeping in your bed. Sleeping in your bed. Sleeping in your bed.
Wait. An invisible bed. Sleeping in your bed.
That's right. We're talking about Ghostbusters today.
No one's listening anymore.
No, I cut most of that out.
Oh, Okay, phew. Oh. Especially the part where you spent 3 minutes going, bustin', bustin', bustin'.
Yeah.
Not only is that not a funny bit, but it's not a funny remix either.
Oh, you're wrong.
You're wrong.
I'm going to leave a link in the show notes, and y'all can decide for yourselves.
It's not.
We'll leave it at that. No, we don't even have to talk about it.
Yeah, but it's not.
But we don't even have to talk about it. It doesn't matter. Do you think they tune in to hear what we have to think?
Yes. They also tune in to hear me say, busted. They don't need to hear it 80,000 times in a row. They just need to hear me say,
speaking of 80,000 times in a row, how many times have I told you to stop busting?
Busting.
In the studio.
Oh, busting.
An invisible man busting in your bed.
Yuck. Ghostbusters.
Who are you going to call? Someone who has bleach.
So we watched the movie Ghostbusters starring Bill Murphy.
What?
Scarlett Johansson.
Don't think she was in it.
And Charlie Sheen were the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, we watched Ghostbusters starring Scarlett Johansson and Charlie Sheen.
And Eddie Murphy. Wait.
And Eddie Murphy.
Eddie and Bill Murphy. The famous.
The twins. The famous acting twins.
Eddie and Bill Murphy. Best buds. Fraternal twins.
Best friends and fraternal twins. I want that on a poster.
Oh, at least I'm making myself laugh, and that's what counts, right?
You know what? That's what
right?
really counts.
Right?
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Oh, we both know they're not actually listening to what I'm saying.
No.
They're just listening
just
to how
the
I'm
sweet
thinking.
Sound of your voice.
Bustin'. Oh. Hey, listeners, this one's for you. Let me get a clean take. Bustin'. So we watched Ghostbusters. It was the original Ghostbusters, because we've already seen the new Ghostbusters. Not that we hadn't already seen the old one. But.
Yes. I want to get out of the way right at the top opinion of the new Ghostbusters. Mine is that I thought that was awesome, that it was all female leads. I really wanted to love it, but the writing was bad.
Well, I thought it was good. I mean, the writing in the first one was bad, too.
Right, but it was funny bad.
It made me giggle, and it gave me a good chuckle, and that's all the Ghostbuster movies need to do, because they're not high art. They're just funny fart.
That's gone on a t-shirt. No, but it's cool. I'm glad that you enjoyed it.
My standards for movies vary wildly, actually, because there are some movies that are wildly popular that I just can't fucking stand, and then other movies that everyone's like, oh, that was no good, and I'm like, I don't know, I kind of liked it.
I honestly want to see more franchises rebooted with the main characters gender swapped. Specifically from men to women.
Predator!
They did that, and it's called Alien.
No, because that wasn't all ladies. And also, you didn't get Arnold. Okay, wait. One of the governors in that movie was Arnold Schwarzenegger. Give me the other one, real quick. Jesse McCartney. Ventura.
Jesse Ventura.
Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jesse Ventura looking into each other's eyes deeply in a helicopter, locking their very strong arms and making their muscles.
So strong.
Making their muscles bulge off.
Their muscles are so bulged off.
And I think I know I've mentioned busting a lot, but I think someone was bust into that because it was deeply erotic.
Me.
Ryan.
The person you're looking for is me.
Ryan, yes. We watched that movie. I turned around and Ryan was like, don't look at me.
look back
at the screen.
Hide my shame.
This is a gross episode. Not in the same way that the slime episode or like the one where I did a lot of slurping was gross. But I'm sorry, Mom, if you're listening. This isn't your daughter. This is an imposter who's trying to ruin her reputation. Also, I go to church.
Yeah, we go to church.
Every day. I go to church. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I go to church.
It's called the Church of Muscles.
I go to the First Methodist Church of Swole.
Hey, Ryan, if one of us was Jesse Ventura and the other was Arnold Schwarzenegger, which one of us do you think would be which?
I think that I would be Arnold Schwarzenegger because I'm more into electric cars.
You know what? I don't know anything about either of those guys, so fuck you.
Also, he's the former governor of California, and I was born in California, so I think I get
That's stupid.
I think I get the Schwartz.
Whichever one said...
Is that what people call him?
Whichever one in Predator said balls incredibly loudly within the first 30 seconds of the movie and was incredibly endearing to me because of that, I'm that guy.
I don't think it was either of them.
He was like, you got the balls for this? Maybe he didn't say that and we're going to get a lot of tweets. But maybe he did.
Are you sure you're not thinking of the Scooby-Doo movie when he said you don't have the scrote for it?
That was so gross. Ugh. So Ghostbusters was pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
It's
I am
weird.
So glad we're this far into the podcast and we've only exclusively talked about Ghostbusters. It's pretty good.
Okay, so I just watched Groundhog Day for the first time also.
Oh my God.
And why? Okay, it's one thing to have like semi attractive or semi unattractive male leads with beautiful ladies because that's just like a sexist Hollywood thing. But they also tend to act like Bill Murray is hunk god sex fuck supreme.
That's the weird thing. Like every Bill Murray movie, the ladies are like,
except Osmosis Jones. No, wait, even then he like gets together with Tina Fey after popping a zit into her mouth. Oh, sorry, was that too much for
oh,
you?
Oh, sorry, I was having a flashback to the war.
You know, you might be able to find a cut of that online that erases all the live action parts.
I want a super cut that's just the live action cuts.
So you can purge your guts out with that nasty, nasty, nasty Bill Murray bullshit.
I just want a 10-hour loop of the shot where he picks the egg up off the ground and eats it.
Yuck. I hate that movie. I love the cartoon parts of that movie, but I hate everything else.
But yeah, why is it that Bill Murray is like handsome within movie universe?
Because I like him a lot. He's hilarious and he's like a great actor. And
I'm not attacking you personally.
No, I'm trying to head this off.
Okay.
Bill Murray's awesome, but he's not sexy.
Right.
He's not like sexy man.
You know, if you have a thing for Bill Murray, tweet at us.
Or start your own podcast.
Welcome to our Bill Murray fan cast, Garfield.
All that tension, all that waiting. Was he in, okay? Wait.
Best Bill Murray movie.
Was okay. That's wow. You're not allowed to be a podcaster anymore. I think they take something away from you. Although I did call him Bill Murphy and then say he was Eddie Murphy's twin brother.
You did.
But that was a joke on purpose. I think
so
you meant that.
This.
No, I think you meant. I saw your face. Okay, wait. He was in Zombieland, right?
Yes, he was in Zombieland briefly. He got shot with a shotgun and died.
Yumbieland.
What?
Cumbieland.
No, stop it. You're getting further away.
Bill Furry.
What is wrong with you? What did you just
furry
do?
Furry fans of Bill Murray. What's his fursona?
It's Garfield.
It's Garfield.
So what's your favorite part of Ghostbusters?
Okay. I do want to talk a little bit more about Bill Murray's character in Ghostbusters. Because every scene that introduces him, he's kind of just a scumbag.
Yeah.
Like, he's scamming this female college student. He's a professor, by the way. Gross.
Yeah, so right off the bat, they're like, so
and
this guy's a big old lecher.
He fakes his science. He is just awful.
Yeah, he's one of these three scientists, quote unquote, working on
well,
paranormal research at a college.
Then they lose their grant because they're researching the paranormal, and the dean is very understandably like, you can't do this anymore.
My point is that he's one of the three people working on paranormal studies, and he doesn't believe in it at all.
So what are you doing, Bill Murray? Who
he's
hurt
coasting.
You?
He's coasting. He's coasting.
There are easier ways to coast.
Oh, also, and the scientist thing, here's the thing. I don't think he was a scientist at the time, because he was a doctor, because he had a doctorate. But the only thing that...
A doctorate in psychology, too.
The only thing that qualifies you to be a scientist is that you're doing science. And he wasn't doing science.
He's doing...
I guess theoretically you could make the case that he had a hypothesis about
boner
how to get into
science.
College girls' pants, and he was testing that.
Boner science. He was scummy in that movie, though. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. The other guys are great. I love them. They're all very good and cute. And they try their best, and they're not very good at it, but they do it anyway. And for some reason, Bill Murray is the only one who gets, like...
credit. Well, he's the most outgoing. He plays the class clown character. Oh, just like in that other Bill Murray movie, all of them. Everyone.
But we do love Bill Murray, guys.
We do. I swear to God, we love Bill Murray.
This is a bad, like, intro to our feelings about Bill Murray.
Yeah, we have overwhelmingly positive feelings about Bill Murray.
So the ghosts in Ghostbusters.
Yes.
As everyone has said before me, I very much like the librarian ghost, which is the first ghost that we see, who's a very scary... She's a very scary ghost who reads books in a library and scares the piss out of these grown men.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
It's great. She's like, shh.
She doesn't even want to hurt him. She just wants them to be quiet in the goddamn library.
She wants them to shut the fuck up. Like, she's trying to read, and it can't be easy to hold those books with your semi-corporeal form.
Yeah, they come out, and she's like,
how does she turn the pages?
Ghosts can affect physical things. It's consistent through the whole movie.
Okay, but you're trying to make your hands solid enough to hold a book, and also, like, have the very fine motor control necessary to take a single page. Like, what if she accidentally fluttered them like she did to every single other book and note card in the library?
She was doing that
on
purpose.
And she's like, fuck. Oh, god damn it. Okay. What page was I on? Oh, this happens every time. It's taking me 20 years to read a book.
Did she die in the library?
You know the...
Oh, actually, hold on. Wait. Fundamental question. In Ghostbusters, are the ghosts of people who have passed?
Well, considering that some of them are demons and, like, gargoyle hellhound monsters.
Well, those are their outliers. They're not ghosts.
Slimer was never a human. You can't convince me that he was. What kind of human would come back look... Oh, Donald Trump.
Incredible.
I think the whole... Is Ghostbusters' secret ghost cruelty by trapping them in a box instead of helping them towards an afterlife? If there is an afterlife, and if the ghosts were all people previously, and if some of them weren't malicious, there's a lot to explore if you open up the concept that ghosts are real. And Ghostbusters doesn't really explore any of those concepts, and I think there's a lot of rich lore to be discovered, and you, the listener, have already done that in your fan fiction. So we're going to kind of gloss over...
You... Gross people.
You Slimer fuckers.
You slime balls.
But you know who I like from that movie?
Who do you like from that movie?
I like the Marshmallow Man.
The mascot to the fictional marshmallow company that you see in a background of one shot?
The big guy. The big Marshmallow Man who stomps around.
Oh, Sailor Squishy.
He's... Great. That was great. That was so fucking funny.
So good. Classic.
Classic. Classic, guys. Let me tell you something.
Let me tell you about a classic.
Whatever puppetry in the model that they did to make his face really angry was like a terrifying Cabbage Patch Kid angry face that just made me want to barf my marbles. And it's such a good concept. Like, New York is currently being destroyed by an 80-foot-tall, the cartoon girl Wendy's mascot with the red pigtails. Like, that's so good.
I think a good real-life parallel is, like, the Pillsbury Doughboy.
That's the obvious one, or the Michelin Man.
No, because the Michelin Man, you look at him and you're like, oh, that guy would fuck you up. He's not made of marshmallow, dude. He's made of tires.
Okay.
But there's food mascots, and then there's food mascots.
How about Grimace? From the McDonald's.
What food is he?
He's purple.
The oldest chicken nugget.
He's, oh, gross. He's just a really old chicken nugget.
He's the first chicken nugget that McDonald ever made. And he put it in a glass case.
McDonald crafted him out of chicken paste. And breathed life into him.
He made the first burger, and then he took a rib bone from that cow.
Ew.
And from it,
wait,
made
chicken
the first
is cows?
Chicken nugget. Which came first?
The chicken or the cow? Now we know. Grimace is... You think you could eat the Marshmallow Man?
I think it would take a long time.
Because he explodes into like some vaguely whipped cream type substance.
Yeah, I do think he's made of marshmallow. I think, theoretically, they could have defeated him that way.
They did toast him with fire.
Yeah, he toasted.
Oh my God, can you imagine how good that would smell if like an 80-foot marshmallow just gets toasted? Which ghost out of all the ghosts in Ghostbusters would you fight?
Would I fight?
And win. I mean,
and win.
I mean, you probably wouldn't win against any of them because they're ghosts.
Possessed Rick Moranis.
Wasn't he super strong after he got possessed?
Well, I remember two cops handcuffing him
and
putting him in a car, which he probably would not have done of his own volition.
Oh my God, though. Okay.
He was also pretty spacey, though.
How fucking funny was that ghost possession? Like, out of every movie where someone gets possessed by a ghost. So,
it was pretty great.
This isn't even funny to listen to us talk about how funny it was, but oh my God, it's so good, guys. Rick Moranis is just so funny.
He's really, really good.
As a man possessed by a ghost.
Hey, who brought the dog, huh?
That was almost really good.
Almost really good. Thank you, I think.
I don't think it's cruel to say that, you know, work on it. You want to be a constantly improving.
Right.
Twitter was going to say it if I didn't.
No, they weren't. Twitter's nicer than you.
That's the fucking meanest thing you've ever said.
Hey, look, I don't think it's bad to say, you know, work on that.
No, no, no. My thing wasn't as mean as your thing. We're broken up. The podcast is broken up. We're still together.
Sorry, guys.
Okay. The other thing about Ghostbusters is that they had a sequel, a reboot, but most importantly, an animated series. And lunchboxes and flavored slime that children drink in their mouths.
In their human mouths.
Hey, listeners, what part of Slimer did that come from? Think about it. Why didn't we talk about Slimer in our slime episode? Are we stupid?
Yep.
Moving on.
Moving on. Which ghost in Ghostbusters would you fight?
Oh, the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, because I could burrow inside his big soft body and then stay in there and eat out of him and make little eye holes and ride around inside his big soft pillowy body as I gorge myself on his soft flesh and he carries me like a little termite that's crawled into a house.
So you are to Gozer what a hookworm is to you.
Yes, except I don't have hookworms, and Gozer has me. Don't worry your pretty little mustache about it too much.
Pretty little mustache, thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, it's about time we compliment one another, like, at all.
I really like your taste in shoes.
I'm wearing your slippers.
They're nice slippers.
Fuck you. So we've been ragging on Ghostbusters a little bit, but I do want to give a compliment and say a nice thing about Ghostbusters, and that is that the gargoyle hellhounds were really fucking cool.
Yeah, they were really cool. They used a good combination of animatronics, CG.
A little bit of claymation in there at one point, I think I spotted.
I think there was some claymation.
When it was chasing Rick Moranis, I think there was some claymation just popped right in there. And speaking of claymation and ghosts, I'm nominating...
Making a short film. No.
Don't get their hopes up, Ryan. It's going to be a while. I have to move all those little arms and legs. Speaking of claymation and spooky things and ghosts, I want to nominate for one of our next episodes Evil Dead, all of them, all the Evil Deads.
Oh, yes.
Guys, Ryan just got me to watch that whole series for the first time in my life.
A triumph.
Bruce Campbell, all them spooky little claymation guys and gals, and oh, it's so dumb and good. If we ever do like a live show, we should do an Evil Dead live show.
Honestly, visual aids are the only thing that could possibly make this show
funny.
More gross.
Funny and more gross. Aw, sad face.
Well, hey, thanks for sticking with us, guys, through our weekly mental breakdown. Our episodes
sticky,
come out
breakdown.
Tuesdays.
I'm covered in marshmallow goo and Ryan's covered in Slimer slime.
If you want to hear more of us talking over each other and being completely unlistenable, go ahead and rate, review, subscribe on all the platforms.
Don't forget to like and subscribe below. Bye!
If you have an idea for a Ghostbusters remakes, leave it in the comment section below.
Below, and we're pointing down.
We're pointing down.
We're
you can't
pointing
see it.
Down.
And we've got links to all our other videos here, here, here.
Watch next week for my slime unboxing video and Ryan's slimy makeup tutorial.
This week's episode involved a silent cameo from our sister channel, Bigfoot and Bob 2. If you have any questions for us, we are on Twitter at Bigfoot and Bob. We are also Bigfoot and Bob on Facebook. We are bigfootandbob@gmail.com.
We're just Bigfoot and Bob, guys, and that's all there is to it.
That's what we do. That's how we were born.
That's how we live.
And that's how we'll die.
Soon.
Very soon.
7 days.
7 seconds. Oh, God. Until next time.
I'm Layla.
And I'm Ryan.
And the truth is in here. Bustin'